hurried to the field before the water got hot. And the story was told about my carrying a jar of water to my father one afternoon when it was hot. I was on my way and I tripped and fell and cut my chin on a rock. But I got up with my jug of water and carried it on to my daddy because I knew he needed a drink of water. And when I got there and he unwrapped the water, the jar was broken. And I had to go back home and get another jar of water for my daddy because the weather was so hot.
What about the bowl?
Yes, the bowl weevil could ruin the crop. If the winter was real, real cold, it helped to prevent the boll weevil from being so bad the next year. But if the weather was warm, the boll weevil got an early start. And the boll weevil was probably the biggest hindrance to the farmer in raising his crop. They would puncture the bolls, and they would not open and produce the cotton that they should. Many things were done in later years as poisoning the cotton, either with sacks. Many of the farmer and his sons would cover fields with poison by going down the road holding a sack of poison in each hand and jarring the sacks as they went along and poisoning the cotton. Later on, airplanes were brought in to dust large farms with many acres of cotton. The eradication of the boll weevil came about after many, many years and a lot of struggling by the farmer and the people who were trying to help eradicate the boll weevil.
How did your mother's role?
My mother's role was probably the hardest role of all because a woman's work was never done on the farm. Her work began as early in the day as the father's, and she did all the housework in general and was responsible for the garden. And the garden had to be large enough to produce enough foodstuff for the whole family for a whole year. She was responsible for the yards, whether they had flowers or grass or just swept with brush brooms. She did a lot of sewing for the house. Curtains, rugs, quilts, sewing for the family, and shirts and dresses.
How did she make the quilt for her?
In the country, people never threw anything away. She made rugs from old dresses and strips of cloth that she would cut up from sheets or bedspreads or pillowcases. She would cut these a certain width and would sew them together in strips until she had huge piles of strips, and she would braid these rugs into long braids until she thought she had a braid long enough to form the size rug that she wanted. And then she would get needle and thread and sew these braids together. And rugs were really needed in homes because people did not have grass around their houses and much mud was trapped in the houses. And if rugs were at the door, people could clean their feet and not bring so much dirt into the house.
What about your father's room?
My father's role, his principal role, of course, was raising crops, but this was the major part of his work for a year. But outside of the farm work, he had other major jobs also. The cutting of wood for kitchen stove was used all year round, and wood for the fireplaces during the winter. Then he had the job of looking after the livestock. Livestock had to be fed, watered, and looked after every day, regardless of the weather, regardless of illnesses, regardless of visiting. And many times the father might be a hunter or a fisherman, and he could spend a lot of his time bringing in extra food into the family by doing this. The father many times is the disciplinarian in the family, and especially if there were a lot of boys. And he also had the job of giving out jobs or chores that were to be done by other people in the family. A lot of the hoeing and trimming of fruit trees, looking after the orchard, was done by the father in the family. Carrying cotton to Virginia, going to town to sell or buy food products, groceries, was the role of the father. Many families only made a trip once a month to buy groceries, or once a week to buy groceries or sell whatever products they might be selling to the store.
What were some of the highlights of living on the farm?
One of the highlights that I remember was when we got electricity. I believe I was in the seventh grade when electricity came to our community. The electric company that we had was not connected with TVA, but it was Alabama Power Company. And it was hard to get a power company to put a power line through a community unless a good many people signed up to use the electricity. And for the electricity to come to our community, people signed up whether or not they would use the electricity when it came through. Then, if enough people signed up, the company would start working for a right-of-way. And the right-of-way would have to cross farmland. So the electric line did not follow the road. It came in more of a straight line, as straight a line as possible. So where there were curves in the road, then the power line would cut across farmland. And the owner of the land would have to sign giving a right-of-way to the power company before they would build the line. And when there finally was enough signers and a right-of-way was given for the power to come into our community, we were very excited because we did not have refrigerators or washing machines or things like that because of this lack of power. And the first night that I remember having electricity in the home, my sister and I got our books and we moved to the back of the room to do our homework because we had always had to sit close to a lamp with somebody's paper in our light where we couldn't see out of light. And the weather was cold, and our parents would let us sit back there and do our homework, and let us get back up close to the fire so we wouldn't get very cold. But when the power was available, then people began to want to buy things that would make life easier on us, such as refrigerators, freezers, radios. One of the most exciting days of my life when I was a teenager was when my parents went to shopping and came back with a refrigerator, a big table model, a big floor model radio, and a living room seat. I thought that was just about as grand a thing as anybody living on the farm can have.
Any more? Okay.
One memorable thing that I remember was when we got a pressure canner. All canning had to be done in big boilers and cooked. To preserve the stuff for canning as beans. Sometimes green beans were cooked outside in the wash pot and then filled up in the jars and kept. But when pressure canners came out, my mother bought one. And this pressure canner would hold 7 quarts of vegetables at a time. And the beans were heated on the stove and filled into the jars and put into the pressure cooker. And the lid was put on the cooker and a band was put around it to protect it from the pressure. And as the cooker was heating. And my job was to watch that pressure canner, because if it got above 15 pound pressure, so the escape valve would go off and your jars might break or the food might come out of the jars. But to us it was such a wonderful thing, because the 7 jars did not have to stay under pressure very long until the food would be hot enough to be preserved. And that summer we not only canned all the beans that we would need all winter for ourselves, but we canned beans for our neighbors. That year we canned over 100 quarts of beans. Another memorable time that I remember was when the high school where I had graduated from got a canning plant. I cannot remember now why the canning plant was put in our particular school, but we used many, many tomatoes. Tomatoes were used for sauces and for soups and many things when you're cooking. And this plant canned the tomatoes in cans like you might find at the grocery store. And we helped with the canning ourselves under the direction of the vo-ag teacher at the school. And it was such a wonderful thing to us to gather all the tomatoes and wash them and carry them to this plant. And in just a half a day's time, we would have all the cans of tomatoes that we could use for a whole year. We thought that was something wonderful.
We're about to get you back.
That was a memorable time to me.